The United Nations Secretary-General race is, on paper, a diplomatic process. In practice, it's a geopolitical chess match played out through whisper campaigns, backroom straw polls, and the carefully worded public statements of 193 member states. The position has never been held by a woman or by someone from Latin America, and the informal regional rotation system that governs these things says the next Secretary-General should come from Latin America. So you'd think this would be relatively straightforward. It is not.
Right, and the first informal straw poll on July 30th gave us our clearest picture yet. Rebecca Grinspan of Costa Rica came in first with 10 encourage votes from Security Council members. Carolyn Rodriguez-Burkett of Guyana came in second with 9, and Rafael Grossi, the current Director General of the IAEA, came in third with 7. The other candidates in the field include former Chilean President Michelle Bachelet, former Ecuadorian Foreign Minister Maria Fernanda Espinosa, former Senegalese President Macky Sall, and a Ugandan diplomat who rounds out the pool. But those first three names are where the real competition is concentrated right now.
Let's talk about Grinspan specifically because her position is more complicated than a one-vote lead suggests. She is described by Western diplomats as the continuity candidate, someone who has the tacit backing of Guterres himself. She served as Secretary General of UNCTAD, the UN's trade and development body, since 2021, so she has genuine multilateral institutional experience. But continuity candidate is a label that cuts both ways. Some member states want continuity. Others, particularly from the Global South, are looking for someone who represents a more assertive break from how the institution has operated under Guterres.
Rodriguez-Burkett is fascinating to me because Guyana is a country that's come into its own on the world stage remarkably quickly, driven largely by the offshore oil discoveries that have transformed its economy since 2020. She's not a household name outside diplomatic circles, but she ran Guyana's foreign ministry for years, has deep Caribbean community relationships, and critically, she's not seen as anyone's preferred candidate, which in this kind of race can actually be a strength. When you're nobody's top pick, you're also nobody's enemy.
That dynamic is worth dwelling on. In Security Council straw polls, the veto structure matters enormously. You don't just need encourage votes, you need to avoid discourage votes from any of the P5. The United States, the United Kingdom, France, Russia, and China each have a veto, and a single no from any of them at the formal recommendation stage can torpedo a candidate regardless of how broadly popular they are with the General Assembly's 193 members. So a candidate who is everyone's second choice might be better positioned than a candidate who is one bloc's strong first choice and another bloc's quiet objection.
Which brings us to Grossi. His position is genuinely unusual. He's Argentine, which fits the Latin American rotation, but he currently leads the IAEA, the International Atomic Energy Watchdog, at a moment when nuclear geopolitics have never been more fraught. The agency has been deeply involved in monitoring the Zaporizhia situation, in managing the diplomatic fallout of Iran's nuclear program, and in assessing compliance across multiple contested cases. That experience gives him a profile that's very different from the other candidates. He's not a politician or a foreign minister. He's a technocrat with hard security credentials.
And according to reporting from his camp, Grossi has been actively courting the argument that this moment requires someone with deep expertise in the specific crises the UN is actually facing, rather than a generalist diplomat who would need to get up to speed on nuclear oversight, biosecurity frameworks, and arms control verification simultaneously. It's a compelling argument. Whether it translates into straw poll votes is a different question.
There's also a candidate who was notably absent from that first straw poll entirely, and the topic description references Baki, who appears to be pitching a conflict prevention-focused candidacy. The fact that Baki didn't appear in the July 30th results doesn't mean the campaign is dead. But it does mean the path to viability requires either a significant diplomatic push before the September rounds or a scenario where the leading candidates all acquire veto holder objections and the field opens up.
The second straw poll is expected soon, with the September rounds gradually narrowing the field before the Security Council formally recommends a candidate to the General Assembly, typically by early October. That's a tight window. We are 6 weeks away from the moment that matters most, and the margin between Grinspan and Rodriguez-Burkett is a single vote. This is genuinely close.